Teachers' aides play a crucial role in educating students with disabilities. But school administrators across Indiana are struggling to keep and hire special education assistants. From WFYI's Education Desk, Dylan Pierce McCoy and Lee Gaines report why some aides have left the field and what that means for students.
There were moments when Mary Tackett loved her job as a teaching assistant for students in special education.
I had one little boy who loved to keep rhythm, and he would grab my hand and he would tap it on the desk whenever we listened to music. And it just kind of stuck with me. So now whenever I'm listening to music, I tap on the desk.
Teaching aides or paraprofessionals help students with their behavior and schoolwork. They also care for kids with significant medical needs. Tackett worked in Indianapolis public schools. She took students with disabilities to the bathroom, changed diapers, and brought meals to kids. Tackett was paid about $15 an hour.
The longer I stayed, the more I had to be bit by kids, and the more I had to take them to the bathroom and get fecal matter on myself, the more I just kind of realized that it wasn't enough.
Tackett resigned this spring. She was in the job for less than a year.
School administrators say a competitive labor market has made it harder to hire special education teaching assistants. And when schools don't have enough teachers' aides, it's a problem for the whole system. Lori Vanderplug is with the Council for Exceptional Children. She says the shortage is nationwide, and it's worse than it's ever been.
We're at an all-time high. This is, you know, definitely a crisis.
Vanderplug says special education teaching assistants receive low pay and few benefits for doing an important and difficult job.
So we are competing with, you know, a McDonald's or even some of the local stores that are paying up to $13 or $15 an hour as well, with not at the same level of stress on the job.
The shortage of staff members means more work for existing special education assistants and teachers, and students get less one-on-one attention. Angie Balsley is president of the Indiana Council of Administrators of Special Education.
When we face a staffing shortage, we work really hard to do the best we can with the people that we have. And, you know, does that impact what we can do for kids? Likely, yes.
Balsley says that can lead to legal action against schools because students with disabilities are entitled to special education services.
If we're unable to maintain a level of service that kids can make progress on their goals, if we're unable to maintain safe learning environments for children, that puts us in a position of legal liability.
Balsley says districts need to pay higher wages to attract more people to the field. But she says many schools can't afford to do that without more money from the state and federal governments.
Some teaching aides, on the other hand, can't afford to stay on the job. Sari Lawton quit because of low pay and costly benefits. She was a special education assistant for about 7 years at Hamilton Southeastern Schools, an affluent district in suburban Indianapolis. Lawton's biggest problem was health insurance. She never got on the district's plan because it was too expensive. Lawton says it would have cost her over $400 every pay period for insurance for her and her daughter. She resigned this spring.
I felt sad leaving. I really didn't want to leave, but I didn't have much of a choice in the matter.
Lawton now works for a financial planning firm where she makes more money and gets affordable health insurance. She never expected to make a lot of money as a special education teaching assistant.
But there's got to be some sort of way to make it better where you can actually make enough money to survive.
Lawton says when schools can't hire and keep people with the right temperament to work with children with disabilities, it's the students who suffer. I'm Dylan Pierce McCoy.
And I'm Lee Gaines, WFYI News.
For more on this story, visit WFYI.org/news.